Crystals. Oh, it's running down. Oh, come on. Get up. Get up. Fit in the body. Let me in the top chakra of your head. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. Let's play. Who wants me to get up and play? Come on. Let's play. Let's run outside and take our shoes off. Yes. Nobody will have to know. The neighbors won't see. You ran around the grass. Come on, let's play. It's great to get water on your feet. I want to go squish mud right through my toes just like we used to when we played in the sandbox. Huh? Really? There's a rooty breath blowing across my shoulders. And my conscious gray matter looks to see who's there. It's the bare essence of me. Yes, there is a bear inside. And the message I get is, are you crazy? The sun is not coming out today. Bears, yes, we just need to kind of turn your attention this way. Yes, come on with me. Follow me on in back to the den. Yes, I will make your hibernation worthwhile. Hello, everybody. I'd like to welcome you to East Logic Radio. And as we just kind of sink into the feeling of being a bear, I'd like you just to say, and feel how it goes through your body. And it resonates down into your throat and through your heart. Just breathe in and repeat that sound. And remember, my name is Patricia Cleveland. And if you need to find me, you can go to bhpcleveland@gmail.com or reach out and touch me at isologicradio.com. It's all going to come to the same place, me. Oh, wait. I feel that. Smell that. Rooty smell of the bear's breath. I guess it's time for me to go. As I roll over and pull the covers over my head, try to shut off the inner child who's ready to get up and play for the day. The bear takes me in, and he shows me the pictures I always enjoy. I hear the tinkling of the water falling down the colored leaves of the maple trees. It's fall. There's stillness. Mother Nature has lifted her skirts and parted the folds and allowed the water that runs across the land to twist and turn and make its way down into the lake. I take my shoes and socks off. I leave my towel under a pail. So in case it rains some more, it won't get wet. I ease my feet into the cool water and walk my way out past the end of the dock. This is where I go from being secure to insecure. And learning about myself, I release my fear. It goes down into my feet and touches the coldness of the old water, the ancient knowledge of the lake. And just to make sure that there's a sense of survival, it threatens to pull me down. The heaviness of knowledge, perhaps the wisdom of all time, is held in the darkness, the heaviness of the cold water. So I pull my legs up and thrust them out as I lay on my back. Fill my lungs up with air, trying to lift myself up. There's this very, very sweet spot in the layers of knowledge and water. It's where the sun, the heat from yesterday, is still held in the microbes and the algae, in the molecules. They vibrate and they still keep the heat of that day present in the just below the surface of the lake. The rainstorm has moved through. The wind has not arisen. The temperature of the water right on the edge of the lake, the very surface, sparkles and dances with coldness, a freshness, like snow washed across your face. And the chaotic information that vibrates in this water doesn't know what to do. So it holds still, waiting for something to stir, to tell it where to apply its power, where the information that it has collected from the vibrations of our lifestyle, the lives of man, where this information should be dispersed. And I stretch my arms out above my head and take a powerful stroke like a tree limb thrusting through the wind of the day. And I pull my arms up above my head and coast, tighten my muscles, and take another breath as I glide across the surface of this beautiful still moment. I open my eyes to see a wisping mist, a swirling world of fog, rain that has just rejuvenated itself to dance in the air. Oh, take a breath. Straighten out, become straight and strong. And in my mind's eye, I become a canoe, balanced, gently drifting on the surface of the mirror. No intent, nowhere to go. Just being straight, balanced, connected, perfection in my design. Fill my lungs once more and glide even further from the shore. As I relax, I go deeper into the bear's den and release the energy, the essence of who I am. And I sit upon the center of the canoe and holding in my hand the wood flute, the sound that haunts across the lake before the break of day. It echoes and ricochets against the walls of Mother Nature's frame. It charges and recharges the essence of the crystals that are held in its granite form. Vibrations dance back across the mist and enter into my lungs and fill me up and hold me in that moment of perfection. How to stay here? I could stay here all day. I could just drift aimlessly across this lake of wisdom, refilling itself with the dew from all the water of the clouds. Oh, to stay here. But there's a weight. Oh, there's a weight on my lung. I can't fill up. If I can't fill up, I'm going to have a hard time staying like the canoe. I'm going to shift to one side and start to twist and roll. Oh, fill up with air. Oh, the weight's gone. Now I can be straight again and glide once more. Hey, wait, that weight is coming back again. And my canoe is rocking, and I don't want to throw my essence into the water. I want the essence to stay pure and whole and connected with me. Stay with me. My canoe is rocking and shaking. Now I have a heaviness on the other side of my chest. It's hard to breathe. It's hard to breathe. I have to open my eyes and break this moment. Oh, oh. Oh, there's two brown eyes and a black nose staring at me. And I get the message. You can't play dead forever. It's raining. I have held my bladder for 24 hours. Would you put your clothes on? Get your feet on the ground and let's go for a walk. Oh, the dream is ended. My dog speaks her truth. It's time to get real and move into the day, to look around, not to forget the inner child that I just locked out of the top of my head. Maybe there is something good to come out of walking the dog in the rain. I wonder if I should really put my rubber boots on when I go outside. Oh, well, let's get real. Out we go, down to the street. Find a patch of grass. It's whatever it will be. Everything that goes through our mind is reflected in our daily lives. And how I felt in that canoe, so straight and strong and perfect. An amazing strength, power. The power of man's creation. Did you know that we try to create everything the same, straight, powerful, connected, symmetrical, even, balanced? And it must be for a reason. Because, you know, when you look at our buildings, everything is straight, strong, the columns, the strength of power. Artwork brings symmetry and the understanding of rhythmic balance, of nature's asymmetry, the twist, the spiral, the turn. As I take the dog for a walk down the street, I start to watch the water as it moves through the storm sewer. It's not straight. It's twisting. It's overlapping. It's making chains and rhythms as it falls down into the darkness of the hole. That'll take it to wherever. Wherever that water, the storm water, where does it go? And I keep walking and I look up and see the beautiful leaves of the trees. They've turned. The fall is here and we're waiting for the winter to come. And as I look up, I see that there's a rhythm in the leaves and how they perch on the stems, on the branches, and how the branches tie into the tree. And once again, a rhythm of asymmetry, of twist, of spin, draws me once again to understand that nature has a twisted nature. And yet everything that man drives towards is balance. Have you looked at the faces of the politicians? Have you looked at the faces of the actors on TV? And the ones that seem to be the most attractive, the most successful, the ones that we honor as gods, their face, their body shape is almost perfectly straight. They mirror the image of that strength that we seek in the artificial world. The thing that we always want to achieve, the perfection, the balance, the equalness between the left and the right. Success in the world of man seems to be not hinged on the beautiful shapes of nature, but the strength and the balance of a man-made form. Balance. I watch my dog go down the street. She's in front of me. I let the leash go because, hey, nobody's watching. My dog, she's with me all the time. She hates to be on the leash. And as she goes down the street, I watch how she walks. She swings her left shoulder out and her right foot underneath the middle of her frame. And she pushes her right hip out to the side and cocks her tail to the left. She's not really walking all that straight. And when I watch the top of her body, it seems to turn like a corkscrew from the front to the back. And that's how she pushes herself along in her physical form. And I look up and I see somebody else walking their dog and they're walking towards us. So I just take this moment to gingerly glance at how the man is putting his feet on the ground. And then I watch in admiration how his dog walks on his front feet and how the man and the dog, the rhythm of their pace matches each other and the twist of the feet, how they touch the ground, the beat, the imprint, the weight, the strength, the twist that they produce into the earth to push forward, mirrors each other in its form of spiraling power. Nature's power seems to twist. It doesn't seem to move in straight lines. And yet man's power, this man-made world, this need to be balanced, pushes straight forward, strong, forceful, balanced. There seems to be this inherent need for balance. And I don't know where it comes from, but you know, if you start looking and reading about how they judge conformation of a horse or a dog, how your vet looks at how your dog is moving, maybe to find out where he may have some pain in his joint. He's looking for how the dog is placing his weight and how much out of balance he is in his physical shape. And you know, when you go and walk and you exercise, how you will feel sometimes that your stride, if you're running, you'll hear 1-2-1-2, or you'll hear 1-2-1-2-1-2. Well, that's the same out-of-balance rhythm I get when I ride a horse. That's the same out-of-balance rhythm your dog hears when he's trotting along. That 1-2-1-2. And yet, in the world of man-made, it should be even 1-2-1-2. Our music is 2-4 time, 1-2-1-2, or goes 3-4 time, 1-2-3, 1-2-3. So we mirror the essence of who we are, balanced and imbalanced. And really, what does that mean to the physical form? What does that mean to our ability to stay healthy and straight? Because you see, if our form is twisted and it's constantly bearing weight to one side, doesn't that mean that our joints on one side of our body are going to take on too much pressure? Our knee, our ankle, our hip, they twist like a spiral to the ground. And they twist to take up this extra pressure of our lopsided shapes. It's kind of curious, isn't it? Lopsided shapes walking around on a twisting planet whose surface, the earth crust that we live on, is twisted. And everything on this place, the trees and the grass and the water as it runs down the sewer drain, all twist. And yet, everything we judge is based on being straight. Straight. Yes, athletes need to be straight, or they'll twist their joints, pull their tendons, and eventually create damage to the cartilage. And your dog is no different, and your cat, hey, you know what? When they're outside playing in the dirt or the sand, or in my case, running across the field, leaving their footprints in the mud, go take a look and see how much deeper one footprint will be from another. This is how the Indians used to tell, number one, the size of the animals that they were tracking, and number two, whether they were lame, whether they were balanced and strong and healthy, or whether they were older and not able to really move as well. Yes, we can look at ourselves in the mirror. And I'm going to let you think about that. So I'm going to take a break. I'll be back.
It can happen to you. It can happen to me. It can happen to everyone eventually.
Cheese till your blood.
Stepping back in, saying hello to yourself. Hello to you. This is Isologic Radio and Patricia Cleveland, one that wanders, her mind wondering how to paint a story with words, how to get you to feel, see, and recognize bits and pieces of yourself. I'm really not here to tell you what to do or what to think, but maybe to open up a gateway, a doorway, to expand how you feel, or maybe how things feel you. I don't know, but the quest to understand isn't as important as it is to just be, to be in the space, to be perhaps aware of the twists and the turns that life brings to us. The inner child is always there. It's always dancing up and down. Sometimes a little afraid to come out and say hi. Because, you know, these days, most of us are trapped inside a box. And that box says, oh, you need to turn and twist with stress. You need to be tight. You need to hold this energy of fear and stress. And then you need to explode outward and push all this energy outward so things around you can shake in your presence. Because you see, in the box, you don't control who you are. There's something there driving you. And it squashes your inner child, who's dancing around and twisting and saying, yeah, let's play some great music and party and do things we used to do. And we look at our cat and we look at our dog and say, wow, I guess we could play ball. We could do something. And in that moment of connecting with the animal, we actually allow ourselves that brief moment of release. We live in the box. A lot of us think in the box. And that brief moment of playing with the cat and the dog brings the inner child forward. And it allows that essence, that sparkling crispness of the fresh water from rain to surge like sparklers through the soul. And maybe in that moment, you'll give yourself permission just dare to take your shoes off and run across the lawn. Just to dare to stand out and yell at the top of your lungs, I am here. Feel me. And your dog will be happy and joyful because the essence of who you are, that lightness, that joy, that inner child, releases him from being your grounding post, your reflection of stress and fear. And for those who aren't in the box, for those who have come outside and taken a really good look around, and we look back at what's going on in the box, this is our playground. We give ourselves permission to let the inner child out to play. Our imaginations, our creativity. We give ourselves the permission to laugh at the stupid things that in the box is asking us to believe. Do we believe we're imperfect? Well, what's imperfect? Is it a shape? Is it a form? Is it how we run energy? Is it how we perceive the shape of who and what we are? You see, in the box, everything is material. It's physical. It's there to fall apart, to disintegrate, to degrade, to create pain, to generate fear. And oh, Lord, help us if you die. That's the ultimate fear. The fear of the painful death that in the box, the control mechanism, the thing that will turn the spiral of your life so tight that you will scream before it releases you from its clutches. That spiral, that in the box can't get away from it. That is where your imagination needs to come in and empower you and connect you to the essence of every molecule of who you are. You see, man needs to be structured for some reason. I think it's our creative source. You know, they say that we were created in the likeness of God's. And in those moments, we were given a knowledge of creation, the power, the essence, to shape who we are. And from that shaping of who we are, we reflect outwards the essence of what we want to create. And you see, when you're outside of the box, the world isn't really physical. I mean, it's like a living painting, I guess. Because in essence, in science, in the vibrational sense of interpretation, we're nothing but particles of energy stuck on waves of information and emotion. And as physical consciousness puts us into the framework, into this bodysuit, this twisted array of organisms and chemicals and vibrating states, you see, what we choose to pick out of this tangled mess and project as an emotion, as a creative thought, as a depressed state, as a bodysuit who's lost its ability to understand it has the inner power to self-regenerate, we fall into the trap of believing we're physical. But in reality, we are mirroring ourselves through the twisted shapes of the trees and the twisted shapes of the animals. And yet, in our core essence, in our very, very deepest place, we know that everything needs to be in balance. The left side of your body needs to be the same as your right side of your body. But like if you really look at it, seriously, just take your shoe and sock off and look at the bottom of your foot. And then take a look at the other side, the other foot. You know, you're going to have 2 feet and they should actually be exactly the same. But they're not. You may have a callus on the ball of your foot. Or you may have thick heels. The skin may crack and get sore. You may have a line of extra flesh running outside the edge of your foot. Your arch may be high and the other one low. Your toes may be twisted. Everybody walks differently across the face of the earth. This twist is a reflection of how crooked we are. And this is a reflection of, I think, that inner drive, the child that says, hey, look at me. When I was really young, when I was really, really, really full of energy, when I really didn't know that I fit inside this box, I was almost straight. I could run the energy of the universe through myself. I could dance. I could imagine. I could create. And as we get older, it's harder to entice that inner child to come out and play, because the inner child looks at the framework and goes, whoa, what happened here? Oh, yeah, you fell down playing baseball. And geez, you got tackled playing hockey. And you know, that playing frisbee with the dog and you hyperextended your left arm. Well, that really messed up the middle of your back and threw your ribs out. And it's coming all the way down into the big toe on the opposite side. How does an inner child play in such a twisted playground? Well, we have opportunities to change that. And sometimes it's hard when we get older to change that. But you know, my mother, who is a very wise woman, said, never ever give up being a child. Because the day you let go of that ability to create, to play, and even if it's playing in your head, you give up. You give up that dream of being straight, of conducting the essence of who you are through the meridians, through the power grid, through the body, and into the ground. A dog mirrors your imperfection. The horse mirrors your imperfection. And your cat, your cat sits on the shelf and watches you and goes, honey, I'm the best thing you ever knew, but I too reflect your imperfection. And where does all this imperfection come from? And why is it so important for us, whether we're inside the box or outside of the box, to experience this? I don't know. This has been one of those troubling questions. Because you see, when I sit and I listen to the bear, who right now is snoring in his den, getting ready for the winter to hibernate, he keeps pulling me back to this place of stillness, connection, straightness. The trees aren't twisted. They're straight. The water is smooth. It doesn't flow. And I can hold my essence, my body, as straight and as balanced as a canoe. And nothing works in conflict. Everything just is. And it's a movement, but it's no movement. It's like if you took the wobble out of the Earth's rotation and you stood the axis of the world straight up and down, and the world was still spinning around, but it didn't wobble. Well, that's what it's like. So we have this desire. Our animals have this desire to recognize that, hey, once upon a time, we were straight. Once upon a time, we were straight. Our cell knowledge knows we're straight. So how can we help our animals? Maybe we can do some helping out with them by laying them on the floor and taking, if they will surrender. Now, cats and dogs don't like to surrender their paws or their legs, but if they will just surrender and lay on their backs, and we can place our hands on their chest and push up towards where their armpits into the points of their shoulders and ask their legs to open up and push forward like we were making the shape of a canoe. Maybe we could do that. And maybe if the dog or the cat will surrender and stay on their back, you can take and put pressure, gentle pressure, on the inside of the hind leg and push it slightly outward and then slightly back to make the bow of the canoe. Just hold it and then release. See, we don't need to force. We just need to engage that moment in the cellular memory where it goes, oh, that's what it feels like. Yes, yes, we can work towards that goal. We can get rid of this concept of pain and twisting and out of balance. We don't need it anymore. It's a special gift to give your animal. It's a special gift to give yourself. And as your dog or your cat lays on its back, the other gift you can do is to place your hand on its breastbone between its front legs. And again, take your second hand and smooth and run it across the belly and right to the very base of the pelvis, and just gently push in opposite directions, like you're stretching out the belly of the boat. And as you do this, maybe if you're so inclined, you could connect with love and let it shine through your hands and ask it to enter through the pelvis and in through the heart. And just take a moment and imagine being a boat floating on the lake at peace within yourself. I'm going to take a break. I'll be right back.
It can happen to you. It can happen to me. It can happen to everyone eventually.
Are you ready? Oh, spiraling back. Take a moment someday. Just lay on the floor. Lay on your back. Feel how your rear end, how does it sit on the floor? How much of an arch is in your back? How are your shoulders feeling? Do they feel flat? Can you stretch down through the bottom of your feet and feel the points of your hips? And maybe understand that one is a little slightly forward and pointed up, and the other one may be pushing down and back. And that's your state of twist. And maybe you can just take and extend your arms out across the floor. Fill up your lungs. Oh, fill them up. And take and leave your palms shooting up and cross your knee across your body, one leg laying straight, and go and twist all the way up. Unlock your spine. Let your ribs roll. Blow the air out of your lungs. And take that rotation all the way up, 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 up into the heart. And past the heart and up into your throat. And if it will go even further, just as a thought, as a wave of energy, moving from your creative source up into the primary place of your thought. Pull that energy as a spiral up and explode it energetically out through everything. Everything that tells you you need to stay twisted. And relax and reverse and repeat and do again. And after you've done it the second time, lay there and point your toes. And then bring your toes pointing towards your knees and push down in your heels and rock your pelvis from side to side. And open up your heart and make room for the energy to fill you up. Hold that moment. Feel it. Let all the issues, all the voices and pain that are reflections of everybody that you meet in the day, let them leave. Let them become these little trickles, little moisture beads. Let them go away. Center yourself. Reach out. Point your toes. Put your arms up above your head. Take and make that picture of just floating on the lake, floating on the pool, and nobody's around. And touch your fingers together and breathe in. And hold the expansion of this energy in your lungs. And shift your shoulders from side to side. And twist your wrists. And let your elbows and your shoulders roll and spin. And pretend for a moment that you're shooting through the air like a rocket way up into the clouds. Let it go. And as you come back spiraling to earth, there's this beautiful, beautiful blue, emerald blue grotto. And that's your place to go. And you plunge deep down and the spiraling force of water cascades past your arms, and the ripples of air go up past your face, and the bubbles are pushed out of your body as you go deep, deep, deep into the old water, the place of knowledge of everything that happens on this earth. Hold the essence of who you are, and for a moment, let go of the tension in your body. Float. And it doesn't matter how you feel. Just let the water know that you're there, and you're willing to take on the particles of information that match who you are. That you're willing to take on the knowledge that's missing from our space and time. And you're willing to bring this knowledge forward. You need to move the air that's expended from your lungs. And you thank the water. And for that droplet that clings to your skin and has entered the pores and is merging with every essence of who you are, you come to the surface, a new person, sensing things differently, aware of the wisdom of life outside of the box, the power of being symmetrical, yet enhancing it with a twist. The unity of symmetry, the stillness, the power, and the chaotic, out of control twisting, the thing that creates out of balance. And in our essence, in our cellular knowledge of who we are, the ancient rhythm of water will entice us in being straight. Stand straight. Grow tree roots. Be powerful, strong. Walk with your dog and reflect the power of the earth, the sparks of energy that are transferred from your energetic field and through your animal's body, twisting it, reflecting the emotional fear, the physical pain, and maybe your state of disease. And let that dog walk on the grass, because as he moves, his feet discharge. It discharges the trapped energy that we can't get rid of it. Why? Because, most people on this planet wear shoes. And shoes are good. Yeah, they protect us. But at some point, our energy grid, our network, needs us to put our feet on the ground. And instead of using our animals as our grounding cord, our place to throw energy and power, perhaps we should take the moment to bless and grace the gifts that they give us and take the pressure off their energetic system. Because the dog, the cat, the hamster, your snake, your plant, everything that holds a space, a relationship with who we are, performs an amazing gift for us every day. They discharge the sparks of twisted, dysfunctional energy of who we are. They empower the earth with that energy, and that energy is returned to her harmonic state so that she and herself has a moment, a chance, a place of stillness. Maybe stretch her arms out and try to bring her body into being straight, to being symmetrical like the canoe, and stop the rocking and rolling that she experiences as she travels through space. Maybe being twisted is not the original state. And the deflection of energy is not ours to do, because we have the ability through the physical reaction of exercising and twisting on the ground, to taking our animals and laying them on the ground and asking them to twist and roll, and even if we have to gently help. It's better to make the effort than never make the effort at all. And to stay in a state of denial, well, I'll let you figure that out. That's for the people who are afraid to look at the fear of being twisted and to actually acknowledge the gift of the inner child. The thing, the very thing that we're told not to believe in, the imagination, that creative spark. Maybe the next time you go for a walk in the rain, instead of just putting your feet down and going, yeah, it's drab and it's wet and it's mucky outside, why don't you pretend to see for every splash the power of the water that you just disturbed? And maybe that water, the energy, comes into your aura field. Maybe it runs off your clothes and down your boots and takes a little bit of that crookedness, that stress, the fear, and the dysfunction of who you are, and discharges it and gives your body a break. Maybe if we would use our creative soul, our universe of imagination, the place that I will talk about and people will go, wow, how do you get there? It's really simple. Step outside of the box. Shut the door. Say, hey, I love my inner child. And it's time for it to come out and play. And when you do, lay on the floor with your dog. Or, hey, bring the cat and ask it if it's willing to sit in your on your lap and play, share body. Yeah, share body. And maybe from the cat, you can take some of its concerns and give it relief. Because when you play in that inner state, you actually discharge some of the twist of who you are, because your creative inner self isn't in your mind. And yeah, it does touch your soul, but it reflects and ricochets and echoes through the essence of every cell, every little thing that holds the physical form of who you are. That inner child isn't just this lifetime. That inner child is the ancient knowledge of the water found deep in the lake. So take a breath. Honor your pets. Thank them for the gifts they give us. Honor yourself. Yes. Give yourself a hug and say thank you for the day. Hold the love in your heart. And be aware. Feel the vibrating states, the sense of everything above, everything below, and everything within. And before you say goodbye, let go of that inner child. Just go, and feel the harmony in your heart. It's a brilliant place to be. Oh, feel the stillness. And remember me. You can find me at bphcleveland@gmail.com. I said that wrong. See, I live in a world of upside down. Let's try this again. It's bhpcleveland@gmail.com. This is Isologic Radio saying I hope you enjoyed the trip, and I will catch you next time around. Till then, don't forget to play. Have fun in the rain. Bye now.